A Tree Grows in Brooklyn by Betty Smith. Book One.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter One. Serene was a word you could put to Brooklyn, New York, especially in the summer of 1912. Somber as a word was better, but it did not apply to Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Prairie was lovely, and Shenandoah had a beautiful sound. But you couldn't fit those words into Brooklyn. Serene was the only word for it, especially on a Saturday afternoon in summer. Late in the afternoon, the sun slanted down into the mossy yard belonging to Francie Nolan's house and warmed the worn wooden fence. Looking at the shafted sun, Francie had that same fine feeling that came when she recalled the poem they recited in school. This is the forest primeval, the murmuring pines and the hemlocks, bearded with moss and in garments green, indistinct in the twilight. Stand like druids of old. The one tree in Francie's yard was neither a pine nor a hemlock. It had pointed leaves, which grew along green switches which radiated from the bough, and made a tree which looked like a lot of opened green umbrellas. Some people called it the tree of heaven. No matter where its seed fell, it made a tree which struggled to reach the sky. It grew in boarded-up lots and out of neglected rubbish heaps. And it was the only tree that grew out of cement. It grew lushly.